Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not yet, please hit that subscribe button so we can be connected going forward.
Yeah, yeah, let my mind go like that. Let my mind go like that. I sharpen my skills for the utensil to bring the utility to the community. It's you and me standing in eternity, looking out upon the night sky. Not just a nice guy, I'm here to let you know. I let my thoughts multiply. What
if you wanna know where the conversation takes you? Stay a little while longer. If you wanna know where the conversation takes you, stay a little while longer.
You see, but it's silly. What? Shoot the laser blaster. Outcaster, outlast ya. Fascinating to the end and the beginning again.
What's up, everyone? Yours truly, Off-White here, and we are here at the Springfield Midwest Toy and Comic Fest, held here at the Orr Building at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield, Illinois. And I just pulled up. It's about 20 minutes after the doors opened, and the parking lot's already full. People are already starting to park kind of in the grass over there. So the turnout looks good. I can't wait. We're gonna go check it out.
Ninja Psylocke. Alright, let's check this out. Ninja Psylocke. Pretty dope. Thank you.
I just want to put the word out there that I'm ready and available to work with you. Brands and companies, contact me to discuss any sponsorships. Creators, contact me for collaborations. At Off White or at my email, ryan@menugem.com. Let's work. Okay, let's go ahead and get into it. So for this comic haul, these were not comic books that I purchased at the show. However, I got these all at around the same time as the show. So I think it's fair to show these here. This is the stack we're gonna go through today. That's what it looks like. And we're gonna start off with my haul from this year's Free Comic Book Day. And we're gonna start with this one over here on the left, which is the Black Mirror issue. And to my knowledge, this is the first Black Mirror comic. So definitely happy to get that. And then over here, we have the Amazing Spider-Man Marvel Ultimate Universe entry for Free Comic Book Day featuring this great Spider-Man cover. And moving on, we've got the Marvel Voices featuring Ironheart and Storm. Really cool Storm. And a DC entry, the All-In Superman Unlimited. So I'm guessing that DC put this out this year because the Superman movie was released this year. I did enjoy the James Gunn Superman film. There were some aspects of it that I really loved, such as the lore. I think it covers a lot of the classic Superman lore, and I liked how it introduced some extra characters from the DC canon. However, I felt there were some tonal issues in the movie, and I didn't like its depiction of women in some instances. I also thought it got a little weak in the third act, but nonetheless, it was a great Superman movie. I did enjoy the Superman 2025. Looking forward to more if they do more with that universe. So this is the Superman entry for Free Comic Book Day. And then we've got a Star Wars issue right there. And this cover features Luke, Kylo Ren, Qui-Gon Jinn, and Vader. Pretty neat. And then to wrap up the Free Comic Book Day haul, we've got this issue of Isak. This is a Japanese title, which I had never seen before. But when I was at the store, Killens at White Oaks Mall, I just decided to pick this up because it looked pretty cool. And it does read like a manga, right to left. And I looked this up later. I guess that's a pretty popular character in Japan. All right, and then later on that week, there was a garage sale in my neighborhood, and a gentleman was selling off his comics collection. So I was able to pick up some Marvel goodness here. So we're gonna start off with this Amazing Spider-Man Annual. And this is a cover featuring Spidey, Iron Man, and Black Panther. So, and then you got Kingpin in the background there. Very cool. Really like that issue. And then we've got some New Mutants goodness. New Mutants 97. Featuring Cable, Wolverine on that cover. And then we get into
this run of Uncanny X-Men Jim Lee covers. So we're gonna start off here with Uncanny 257. Uncanny 258, newsstand. So these are both Jim Lee covers. An excellent era for Uncanny X-Men. And I've also got the direct Uncanny 258 as well. And included in this haul was this Uncanny 266, first appearance of Gambit. And this just happened to be in there. The gentleman sold me all of these comics for about 25 cents each. So people who know, that's a come up right there. Classic issue. We've got Uncanny 267. More Jim Lee goodness. I mean, these are all Jim Lee covers. And Uncanny 267 Direct. So I was very happy to get all these. And then we're gonna finish off with some 90s X-Men goodness. A lot of these have the foil covers and whatnot. We're gonna start off with this X-Men Alpha. That's definitely a foil cover. Looks pretty cool. All right. And then we've got this issue of Rogue. I believe that's Rogue number 3. Cool cover. And then we've got Uncanny X-Men 331. Featuring a cover with Iceman and the White Queen. Awesome. Magneto, cover featuring Magneto here on X-Men Deluxe. And we're gonna wrap this up with Infinity Crusade number 1. Now that's definitely got a foil cover. And that's the haul. All right, well, I hope you've enjoyed your time with us today, and we'll see you next time on Off-White Cinematic.